The world is becoming more complex every day. Technology solves problems and creates new ones. How do you keep up? Hi, I'm Rob West. Among so many other things today, maybe you've noticed that managing your finances is increasingly complicated and involves more than balancing a checkbook. Sharon Epps joins us today with some much-needed advice, the 5 D's of a financial reset. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, I always love when Sharon Epp stops by. She's president of Kingdom Advisors, and let me explain what that means. Part of her job is to advise the Christian financial advisors who give you advice. Sharon, great to have you back.
Glad to be back.
I think we can all agree that managing our finances can be a challenge sometimes. Financial problems seem overwhelming, and so I'm looking forward to you sharing some thoughts on what we can do about it.
Well, whether we're struggling with our finances, they're stable, or we even have a surplus, sometimes we just need a financial reset.
Yes.
Just like our computers need resetting occasionally to clear the cash and run more optimally, our finances can drift or creep out of order. The reset recenters our minds and helps us focus on the spiritual priorities, and they're really the key to getting back on track. In fact, Romans 8:5 tells us exactly what our spiritual priorities should be. It reads, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit." So we want to live according to the Spirit rather than the flesh, and to do so, we need a mindset of surrender to God's ways, including how we handle our money.
That is so well said, Sharon. So let's unpack these 5 D's of financial reset. Where do we start?
The first D is define. What does that mean? You should write out a standard of living statement. Define how you should live. What's your why? Your motivation must be deeper than just financial health. That's too vague. What about the motivation of life and peace? In fact, John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And then 1 Timothy 6:17 through 19 reads, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They're to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life."
It's a powerful verse, and that is a great foundation. All right, the second D of our financial reset.
Let's try declutter. Not just your desk area, but the whole house. Spend a weekend going room to room asking, "Have I used this in the last year? Is it still helpful to me? If not, sell it, or better, give it away." Decluttering your house goes a long way to decluttering your life. Now, third is delay. Make what you might call an impulse list. Things that you want to buy, put the day's date on them and commit to waiting 30 days before buying an item. You'll probably discover you didn't really need or want the item after all.
I love it. Declutter is my love language, not necessarily delay, as you might imagine. So, all right. I see the next D of our financial reset also involves 30 days. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's detect. Create a 30-day record of your spending and review your expenses. Now, that's one thing that's gotten easier with technology since we rarely spend cash. Just take a look at your bank and your credit card statements, all probably online. What would you change? And I have to give a shout out here for the FaithFi app. It combines all of our accounts in one place, so Joel and I can use a single source to stay on the same page about our money.
I couldn't agree more. Julie and I use it the same way. All right, what is the last D in our financial reset, Sharon?
Well, that would be decide. This is where you draw up or overhaul your spending and giving plans. Revamping your budget is a powerful reset experience. Check your priorities and decide where your money will go. And be sure you make giving an important part of your plan as well. Where can you make adjustments so that you can be generous with your church or other ministries that you're passionate about?
Oh, this is so good, Sharon. You know, we all need a financial reset from time to time, and you've given us some practical steps to do that. By the way, folks, she mentioned the FaithFi app. It has a powerful feature where with one click of a button, you can reset the system and start over if you haven't been in a few months. Sharon, thanks for stopping by.
Always glad to be here.
All right, folks, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. A mustard seed is less than 2 millimeters in diameter, a small, unsuspecting little thing. But in one of Jesus' teachings, he uses the tiny mustard seed to reveal something grand about the kingdom of God. In Matthew 13, Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. When it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree." When God told Abraham this kingdom would come through him, it was a small beginning, a mustard seed start that would grow and is still growing with branches from all the kingdoms of the earth. No one could have expected it, but this is how God works, doing extraordinary things, even in seemingly tiny ways. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central, and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to turn the corner and take your calls today. We want to hear from you at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We want to help you process your decisions, those practical decisions you have in your financial life in light of God's Word in a way that's hopeful and reverent, I should say, toward God's Word and wise. We want to pull those principles out of Scripture and apply those to the decisions and choices you're making every day. And so with those questions, you can call right now. We have some lines open. We will dive into them in just a moment. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. In the news today, the recent massive data breach at National Public Data, a private background check company, continues to ripple through the credit industry. In a lawsuit, the company was accused of exposing over 1 billion personal records to potential hackers. The company claims the actual number of exposed records is more like 1.3 million. Regardless,
us. The breach has certainly raised concerns about identity theft to new levels. The good news is you can take steps to easily protect your credit. The quickest way is to, in fact, freeze your credit at all three credit bureaus. That is Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. When you do that, hard inquiries cannot be made to your credit history. The hard inquiry is just simply one that you authorize a lender to make on your behalf for the purpose of determining whether or not to extend you a loan. Different from a soft inquiry, which is an inquiry you make for the purposes of checking your credit file or your credit score. So those hard inquiries are stopped, preventing anyone from taking out a loan or opening an account in your name because they simply won't have the four-digit PIN that would be required. Now, you do have to freeze your credit individually at all three credit agencies, but according to a law that was put in place a few years back, it is in fact free to do, and you can unfreeze it, thaw it out, if you will, at any time, either with the click of a button online or by a quick phone call. By the way, this is something you should do anyway, even without a huge data breach, keeping your credit frozen. Then if you decide to apply for a loan or open a new account somewhere, you just need to temporarily unfreeze your credit. And this approach will keep your credit safe from identity thieves, which, as you, I'm sure, are well aware, identity theft is on the rise, especially as we do more and more business online. We're regularly logging into our financial accounts, even if you're not with an online bank. Maybe you have a brick and mortar bank, but you're more often doing business through the internet, even with that brick and mortar bank you've had for a while. You know, we're accessing all kinds of accounts online, and our information is then stored by these organizations. And when that is compromised, well, it gets out there, including on the dark web, to be harvested by identity thieves. So not only using this strategy of freezing your credit, but just generally speaking, best practices for protecting your data online are very appropriate now more than ever. Some of those include changing your passwords regularly and using a long string. 12 to 16 characters is ideal. You might want to use a password keeper so you don't have the same password for all of your accounts. That way you can actually generate a new password for every login. You don't have to remember it. The password keeper is going to furnish it and keep it in an encrypted fashion in the meantime. That's one strategy. Another, don't use public Wi-Fi to transact business or log into accounts, providing information to somebody that could access it while you're out there in the public domain. Keep your operating systems updated on your computer and on your phone to make sure you have the latest security patches. That's always helpful. Making sure you don't fall into phishing schemes, which is basically where somebody calls you, impersonates somebody that you might recognize or even do business with, asking for you to verify personal information. You're, of course, giving it to then someone who can use it to impersonate you through identity theft. That happens most often through email, where you're going to get an email from somebody that looks like it's coming from a legitimate source. They may impersonate who they're sending it from in the from field. You may even see that company's logo in the body of the email. And yet, it's not really them. You click a link, you provide that information, you've just given it to somebody who can compromise your data. So using these strategies, I think, are really important to keep our information safe, especially as these breaches become more and more common. I hope that helps. All right, let's dive into your questions today. We've got a few lines open. That number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi there. I am retired, and I have a checking account and a savings account that's separate from my retirement account. And the savings account is getting like 0.25 interest. I don't know whether that's per year or per month. But anyway, it's generally a penny.
Sure.
And I was scrolling on the internet, and it came up with best savings accounts and rates for 2024 with 4.25 and 5.5. 5.25, 5.3, all of these different things, lending club and Forbright Bank. And I don't know whether this is a scam or they want all of my information, including my social security number. And I just hesitate to give that out. Or is there really a legitimate 5% interest on a savings account right now?
There really is. Yeah. So what you're experiencing, though, is not uncommon. The average, the national average interest rate for savings accounts right now is less than 0.5%. So you're about half of that because you're, it sounds like, at 0.25%, which, again, is not uncommon, especially for brick and mortar banks. But there are, through the online banks, much higher rates. And I would say, yeah, between 4.5% and 5% is still available today with full FDIC insurance. So that means it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And these are 5-star rated institutions. You mentioned several of them that are coming up. You know, my typical go-to to find who has the best rates and where you can look at what is the minimum balance needed, as well as whether they have FDIC insurance, and then what their rating is out of a 5-star system, is bankrate.com. That's bankrate.com. Click on high yield savings. And what you'll see there is many of those names that you mentioned and several others, including Marcus and Capital One, and even some, you know, like American Express, but even some banks like Barclays and BMO are offering, 4.5% to 5%. Now, these are obviously variable. And so as interest rates come down, and we're expecting that to start through the Federal Reserve next month, you will see these come down with it, but no reason why you shouldn't take advantage of it in the meantime. And the great way to do this, Mary, is to open this account online, which you can do in, you know, no time, link it electronically to your brick and mortar checking account. So you'll establish kind of a digital handshake there. And then that way you can move money back and forth through the ACH system, which is kind of the banking plumbing system, if you will, here in the United States, at no charge, usually within 2 to 3 days. So I'm fully on board with this. No reason to miss out on these great interest rates right now. And I don't think there's any reason to be concerned about it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And a lot of them say that there's no fees involved.
That's right. Yeah. I would look for one with zero minimums, fee-free, no fees, 5-star FDIC insurance, and you'll be able to get every bit of 4.5% to 5%. So I think it's a great option for you. Thanks for your call. Back with more questions after this.
The AFA Resource Center is a one-stop shop to find tools that will help you grow in your relationship with God. We've also got items to help others find out about the ministries of AFA, like the AFR Trucker Hat. We're talking a very stylish 6-panel meshback hat with the AFR logo made out of brown leather. It's fully adjustable to fit just about anyone, so get yours today at resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
I think it's safe to say most people have seen the I Want You, Uncle Sam poster. It inspired many to join the war effort in World War I. More than 100 years later, AFA Action needs your help to fight a war that rages in our culture. To answer the call to action, please sign up for Action Alerts today, and if you would, give to AFA Action so we can stay on the front lines. You'll get the Christian Handbook for Civic Engagement as our thanks. Visit AFAaction.net today.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. You know, all the programming here at AFR is designed to help you live out a biblical worldview in every facet of your lives. You know, what's interesting, though, and fortunate, is the latest biblical worldview study out of Arizona Christian, led by George Barna, since the pandemic, was conducted in 2023. And the latest data says that only 4% of Americans operate from a biblical worldview. That's down from 6%, a third lower, just a few years before that, pre-pandemic. And so, you know, as we think about that, especially as it relates to money, we realize that most of us here in this country are taking our cues from the world with regard to how we handle God's resources. And the world would have us believe that money can provide that satisfaction and enjoyment and abundance and security that is hardwired into us. We know that's not true. Only God can provide those. But when we see Him as our ultimate treasure and we make money a tool to accomplish His purposes, well, it's a game changer. We want to help you do that each day as you live out of a biblical worldview in light of every part of your life, but certainly in your role as a money manager. So let's do that together. We're taking your calls today. It looks like all the lines are full, so we will get to as many as we can. Let's head to Virginia. Hi, Ann. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling to see if you could help me. I need to know how to get in touch with the American. I need information about a form for American with Disability Act. And I don't know how to go about getting that form.
Yes. Are you on Social Security disability right now, Ann?
No. This person is on disability. They had insurance that's covering the disability. Apparently, they are familiar with the American with Disability Act, yeah, and know they need a form. And they do not know how to get it.
I see. Let me give you the phone number. Can I give you a phone number for the it's actually ADA.gov, Americans with Disabilities Act, but there is an ADA information line that would be able to give you what you need. Would you rather connect with them over the phone or over the internet?
I'd probably both. I can give this information to them.
Okay.
So they need the form, and their employer is saying they're not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Rather than giving the number over the radio here, which is often difficult to capture, I'm going to give you the website, and then I'm going to ask you to hold the line, and my producer will give you the phone number. But that website is very easy. It's ada.gov. So ADA, standing for Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA.gov, which is short for government. And then if you go ahead and stay on the line, our team will get the phone number to you as well, and you can write it down and pass it along to your friend. You sound like a wonderful friend. Thank you for checking with us today, and may the Lord bless you. Let's go to North Carolina and welcome Willie. Go ahead, Willie.
Hi. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
Okay, the problem I'm having is people, some organization that's been stealing disabled people, handicapped people number. And they've been using it for somehow and they got it without anyone's permission. Yeah. And they always using mine. See, I'm disabled on Social Security, the whole works. And they, since I said I was a Republican, they've been bugging me ever since.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that question, and I know that can be frustrating. Telemarketers can get your information a number of ways. The most common way is that they purchase the number from a third-party data provider. So there's a myriad of companies who have a variety of information about people, and they collect your information through a variety of sources like warranties and online purchases, and then they sell that information to others, and telemarketers purchase that. There is, you know, also automatic number identification. So, you know, it can be captured when you call 800 numbers and 888 numbers. You know, there's a variety of reasons, and some of them are less scrupulous than others. But nevertheless, it is a challenge. In terms of trying to stop that, you've got a couple of ways to do that. One is you could put your name on the Do Not Call registry. And if you're comfortable using the internet, I would just go to donotcall.gov, donotcall.gov, and you can put your name on that. That will stop some of it. It won't stop all of it, and it takes about 72 hours before it kicks in. And then beyond that, you know, more and more, you know, the internet, not the internet providers, but the cell phone providers and the smartphone apps, like, for instance, I use the Apple iPhone, and they have, you know, really good software now to determine what is a solicitation or a telemarketing call, and they identify those calls right up front, so it can prevent you and filter out those fraud calls or spam calls that you didn't ask for without you even taking them. And, you know, that identification is really helpful. AT&T has one called ActiveArmor, and, you know, most of them do now. So I would say a combination of using a blocking app or just relying on your operating system on your phone, as well as the Do Not Call registry, would likely be the best way for you to go about trying to cut down on that. I hope that helps. Thank you for your call, my friend. Let's head to Kentucky. Hi, Sandy. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking our call. Sure. Our question is, my cousin, which is sitting right here, she draws SSI, Supplemental Security Income.
Yes.
And she has just received a little bit over $100,000 inheritance, and then a property worth over $200,000. But she is a fourth-time kidney, kidney transplant recipient. And she is in and out of the hospital. And we don't know how to help her with this money so she doesn't lose her insurance.
Got it. Okay, let's do this. I've got to take a quick break, Sandy. I'm glad that you called today. Would love to weigh in on that. And we'll do that right after this break. So you and your sister stay right there. Back with more on Faith and Finance. Stay with us. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial, 800-525-7000. Just one line open, perhaps that's just for you. You can call right now. Again, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Sandy, and she is calling on behalf of her sister, and she's wondering, her sister is on SSI, Supplemental Security Income, which provides financial help to disabled adults and children with limited income and resources. And there is a requirement, an asset requirement there, capped at $2,000 for an individual or $3,000 for a couple in order to continue earning SSI. And her sister just received an inheritance of about $100,000. And obviously with her disability is concerned about going through all of that money and losing access to the supplemental security income, which would likely happen once it's discovered by the Social Security Administration. And Sandy, really your next step, I think, is to visit with an estate planning attorney or an elder care attorney, because the typical approach here is to set up what's called a special needs trust. And when you put assets in this type of trust, specifically for those with special needs, it would avoid this money being counted toward the SSI asset limits, so you could still receive government benefits. But it needs to be properly established and managed to ensure that it doesn't affect your SSI eligibility. And so I would get in contact with an attorney who has a specialization or a competency in putting these types of trusts together to talk through your options. If you don't have an attorney that you know of, you could reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor there in Kentucky and ask for a referral to either an elder care attorney or an attorney who can handle a special needs trust by going to our website at faithfi.com. And right there at the top of the page, it says find a professional. But that really is going to be the only option that I'm aware of for you to avoid this affecting her eligibility. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well,
all
Lord
right.
bless you,
thank
and
you so
thank
much.
You for absolutely happy to help. Call anytime. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Shelley. Go ahead.
Hi. You listed three entities that we are to contact to freeze our credit.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I came around the corner and only got one of them. Could you list those again? Could you tell me those again?
I'd be delighted to, Shelley. Yeah, so we were talking earlier just about the data breach that happened at National Public Data. They're saying the actual number of exposed records is around 1.3 million, but it just raises this idea that I think more and more we're seeing these data breaches, and therefore our personal information, including Social Security numbers, are out there, especially on the dark web, and being used by fraudsters to impersonate you. That's called identity theft, and open fraudulent accounts in your name. And one of the best ways to stop them in their tracks is to freeze your credit, which simply places a PIN number on each of your credit files with the three bureaus. And therefore, somebody trying to do a hard inquiry, which is always required when somebody's going to open a loan with the credit bureaus, is going to be stopped in their tracks because they wouldn't have the PIN number that is required. Now, to your question, Shelley, there are three credit reporting agencies here in the United States. I'll mention them again. Experian is one. TransUnion is the second. And Equifax is the third. Let me say those again. Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. They'll each be available on the web by adding a .com after their name. You could also, you know, find their phone number if you wanted to do this online, or excuse me, over the phone, but it should be free for you to put that freeze in place, but you will need to do it three times, one with each of the bureaus. I would also recommend that you get a copy of your free credit report from each of those three bureaus, and the easiest way to do that in one place is the website annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. That's going to be the only source for free credit reports that's authorized by federal law. And I would encourage you to get those and pull them, you know, at least a couple of times a year. Is that helpful?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your call today. Lord bless you. Let's go to North Carolina and welcome another Sandy. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm Sandy from North Carolina, and I'm calling on behalf of my daughter. She's a full-time teacher in a Christian school, and she's ready to start the 401k. And they told her about John Hancock. So I don't know if she should go with that investment or Fidelity or any other that you recommend. And if she should go for 10% of the doc of her paycheck, and the company is going to mash up to 2% of the contribution.
Great. Yeah, I love this, Sandy, and thank you for calling on behalf of your daughter. You know, saving through a company-sponsored retirement plan like a 401k at your daughter's school is a great opportunity to build wealth for the future, so she has something when she gets to that season of life and she's either redirected towards something else the Lord has for her, or she's unable to work. And doing that consistently through salary deferral over a long, long time is the best way to go. Now, there's two questions you have to typically make when you're setting these up. The first is, how much do you want coming out of every paycheck? And you mentioned a matching portion. That's great. And then second, what investments to choose? So let's start with the percentage she should put into that. You know, typically, if you're able to, we say somewhere between 10 and 15% of your pay should be your target. Now, she may look at her budget and say, I just can't do that today. And that's all right. But that at least gives her a goal to get up to that 10 to 15%. Because if she does that throughout her working life, you know, she should be in pretty good shape in terms of how much she'd be able to accumulate. In terms of the actual investments that she would select among that, the menu of choices that she will be provided from her 401k, I wouldn't be able to say which specific fund to pick without seeing what they are and what the investments are and the, you know, what type of investments are in them. But what I would say is that one of the simplest approaches is what's called either a target date fund or a life cycle fund. And basically what happens with those target date funds is you tell them what year you would estimate your retirement to be. So you might say, okay, in what year would I be 65 years old? You might say, well, that's 30 years down the road. And so I'm going to, you know, pick a 2055 target date fund, and then it's automatically going to select the investments in a diversified manner and make them appropriate for somebody, you know, who's 25 years old or 35 years old, in my example. And you're going to be a little bit more aggressive at 35. You're going to have more stocks than bonds. And then as she ages, it'll automatically get slightly more conservative every year as she presses toward retirement. So I would call the plan administrator and say, do you have a target date fund or a life cycle fund? And that would be, I think, a great option for her. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And this one, John Hancock, if this is a Christian...
It is not. Right. No, neither of them are. And let me talk about that after the break, because I appreciate that question about faith-based investment options. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us.
Critics often point to the Bible's Ten Commandments as an archaic list of unwanted rules and regulations. But in reality, God provided the Ten Commandments to save us, not repress us. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress presents compelling insights on the final four of the Ten Commandments. Join us for the series, The Ten, all this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in Securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, helping you apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Before the break, we were talking to Sandy in North Carolina about her daughter's new 401k that she's eligible for at her Christian school. She was asking, how much should she put in? My goal, 10 to 15%. And what investments to choose? And I said, without seeing that full list, an easy way to go is a target date fund. Now, Sandy's wondering about faith-based investment options, options that align with her and her daughter's values as believers. And what I would say is, although we're seeing more and more of these world-class faith-based investing fund families like Eventide and Timothy and One Ascent and others being added to the 401k platforms, they're still not as widely available. So the first thing you could do would be to download a list of those fund families and see if any of those exist inside the 401k. And a great place to get that full list of faith-based investing mutual funds is at this website. If you have a pen handy, Sandy, you can write this down. It's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. I'll say it again, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. And that would give you basically a downloadable PDF, a document that will have all of the faith-based investing mutual fund companies. And then you can compare that against your 401k and see if any of them are there. If they're not, you just may not have that option. And I would ask your the plan administrator, maybe you provide them that list and say, listen, I'd like for you to add some of these. This is important to me. And, you know, perhaps you can be a part of getting that changed. But hopefully that helps you. Thank you for your call today. All the best to you and your daughter. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Raina. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. God bless you.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding to my daughter. She's graduated from high school, and she's right now in a community college. But we have to pay it. So is there any way that we can find some scholarship for her for the next semester?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of scholarships available, Raina, and it's really just a matter of how much time you're willing to put into not only finding the scholarships that might be the most appropriate for her, but then applying for them. It's very time consuming, but it's worthwhile. You know, all of my kids have gotten extensive scholarships, and it's because, you know, we put it on them and said, listen, we want you to go research the scholarships and apply for as many as you can. And they applied for dozens of them, and many of them were very fruitful. Let me give you a couple of websites to look at, and then I'll give you a book suggestion. The websites, I'm going to give you three, well, actually four. The first one is fastweb.com. The second one is petersons.com. And the third one is scholarships.com. So Fastweb, Petersons, and scholarships. And then there's also a website called savingforcollege.com, and you'll see they have many articles on finding scholarships and how to go about that. If you'd rather have a physical book, you could go to Amazon and just search for, 2024 college scholarships, and you'll find the highest rated resources there that you could look through. Because here's the reality, Raina, is depending on what her major is and depending on your ethnicity, and, you know, several factors like that, there may be some specific scholarships that are available to her that may not be available to others. And you absolutely want to apply for those in addition to, the ones that are more widely available. So hopefully between those websites and maybe a book that you could order that would just, you know, have a big, thick listing of scholarship options to explore, that would get you pointed in the right direction. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. Let's go to Olin in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there.
So I was recently forced to resign from my job. Okay, so now my 401k that I invested in, just sit there in the bank. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. I don't know what to do with it. Can you advise?
Yes, I can. And I'm sorry to hear that you've separated from your employer. Are you currently looking for a job, or do you already have one?
Yes, I'm currently looking for one.
Okay. So what I might do is wait until you find that next job that the Lord has for you, because what might make the most sense is for you to roll that old 401k into your new 401k. Now, you can always roll it out to an IRA, an individual retirement account, but it's going to result in you having two retirement accounts. You'll have the IRA, and then you'll have your new 401k. And often what I find is it's just better to have everything in one place. It's just simpler and one less account for you to keep up with. And now you got to keep both of them invested versus just one. So I might just leave it right where it is, because there's no rush in you moving it out. Let's get you situated in your next job. See if you have access to a retirement plan, and then see if you can roll it in. And if not, or it's maybe you have a year before you're vested and you don't want to wait that long, then you could open a traditional IRA at Fidelity or Schwab, roll that in, and then you could redeploy the funds inside that IRA into some new investments and let it keep growing. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes.
Very good. Thank you for calling, Olin. We appreciate you being on the program today. Lord bless you. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Troy. How can I help you?
Yes. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
Good. Hey, so I've listened to your show for a couple of years now, and I just recently got hired on as a full-time firefighter, and in Louisiana, we have a really good pension plan for retirement. I'm doing this late. I'm 45 years old, and I have a second income, a business that I own, and I would like to set up a Roth IRA for both myself and my wife. She's a stay-at-home mom that homeschools our kids.
Awesome.
And I want to do fully funded and do the catch up when that comes. Yeah. My question is, I'm interested in the Timothy plan. Yeah. How do I go about getting set up investing in the Timothy plan? And being that I don't know much about making purchases and making moves and that kind of stuff, are there funds that you can just like purchase where it's diversified and it does its own thing? I don't have the knowledge of doing it myself.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So it's really simple to do. And I love this plan, Troy, that you've got some extra surplus here and you're going to have this great pension, but you want to continue to save. The Roth IRA is a great way to do it. I would probably just open those two Roths, one for you and one for your wife, at Fidelity. And all of the Timothy plan funds are available through Fidelity. So you'd be able to buy all of them. And you could just, perhaps take depending on how much you have and what the minimums are, you may need to start with maybe the strategic growth fund, the Timothy plan strategic growth. And then when you get enough in there, maybe you can add alongside that the international fund. And then if you have enough, you could add a third one. You could do the either the conservative growth or the fixed income. But those would probably be the three, the strategic growth, the conservative growth, and the international. And all of those funds are available on the Fidelity platform. You would just need to make sure you choose the fund share class that is best for you, meaning it's probably going to come down to what the minimum investment is that fits with you just starting out a Roth IRA. But all of that will be able to be easily understood, as you invest through their website at Fidelity.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
You're welcome. If you have any questions as you get started here, you could reach out to the folks at Timothy directly, and I know they'd be delighted to help you with that. So you could just, call their toll-free number and get somebody. Their website is timothyplan.com. You can also research the funds on that website as well. Troy, thanks for being on the program today, sir. God bless you. Quickly to North Carolina, Billy, you'll be our final caller. Go ahead.
Hey there. So glad to finally get to speak with you. Real quick, like my husband and I had a universal life insurance policy.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just discovered recently that it is just about to expire.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to decide what would be best to do. Our insurance agent has... We talked with them a couple of weeks ago, and they had an option where we could roll it over into a whole life.
Yeah.
So a couple of thoughts on that. I think the first question is to determine how much life insurance do you really need and on whom. So typically with somebody who's providing income to the family, you would want to take whatever that income is during your working years and have coverage that... covers 10 to 12 times that income, so that if that person passes away, you could, replace that income. So they're making $60,000 a year, and you'd have somewhere between $600,000 and $750,000 as coverage. And usually the most cost-effective way to do that is through a term policy, not a whole life, a term policy. And you'd want to sync up that term so that it expires about the time you're planning to retire. That's going to make it the most cost effective. And then once you retire and you've got the retirement assets in place, you don't need it any longer. Now, with this universal life policy, you could either convert it to a term policy, or you could renew it or purchase a completely new policy. But I would say to get the coverage you need on whoever is earning that income, it's probably going to be a term policy that allows you to get the most cost effective coverage and not be underinsured. Billy, I hope that helps. Thanks for your call today. Hey, a big thanks to my team today. Couldn't do this without them. Sandy Dickerson, Devin Patrick, and Jim Henry. I'm Rob West, and on behalf of everybody here at FaithFi, thanks for listening today. If you'd like to support the ministry, go to faithfi.com/give, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.